walking up the creek bed, and we had a little pistol with us that we had loaded with rat shot. We were kind of looking for snakes, kind of exploring. But what we'd do is we'd turn over a rock or a stump, and if a snake came up from under it, we'd blast it with the rat shot. But we were really hoping we didn't see one when we turned the rock or the stump over. Anyway, we had a 357, but it was loaded with rat shot, so there was no danger of ricochet or anything. And even if we shot each other, you know, the rat shot wouldn't do much damage. So anyway, we were walking up an old dry creek bed, and being down in the bottom of the creek bed, we didn't realize when we passed the borders of the property that we were authorized to be on. And we continued off of that property onto the property of a gentleman named Dr. Happenchip. And we had no idea, we weren't still on our place, on the place that we had leased. Anyway, there was an elevation change, and I began to climb up that elevation change in the little wash we were walking up, and a piece of what I perceived to be rock broke off in my hand. But after looking at it, I realized that it was a section of bone with a marrow section in the middle of it. And I began to look around both sides of the cut bank. I noticed a rounded sphere of bone sticking out of the bank that appeared from where I was to be perhaps the back of a human skull. So I dug it out and dusted it off and realized that, you know, it was some kind of ball and socket knee joint. Then I looked across the cut and noticed that it was a femur bone between 4 and 5 feet long and 10 or 12 inches around, still sitting in a vertical position. At that point, I was 90% sure of what I was looking at. I looked a little further and I saw the apex of the curve of one of the tusks. You know, and, you know, immediately dollar signs flashed in my eyes. But sure. Then after looking at it more carefully, I could see that it was shot through it with little bitty cracks, and that just the act of trying to dig it out could destroy it. And definitely if you dug it out, if you tried to pick it up, it would crumble. At that point, I knew I was not equipped to move it or to try to do anything with it myself. But based on my experience with the Baylor Geology Department and my knowledge of the Strecker Museum, I knew that they would have the facilities and the expertise to properly excavate it and care for it. And I did not want it to be my secret. I wanted everybody to see it and everybody to know about it, because, I mean, it was always something I was fascinated with, and I just thought that, you know, it was the most amazing thing. You know, I just couldn't wait to tell somebody.